Big Papa in the morning. 97.9 105.9
Big Papa?
Yes, sir.
Say hello to Mick Foley.
Mick Foley, how you doing, bro?
Big Papa, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Ready to go?
Yeah, what's the format of the show?
We're CHR.
Which is?
It's Lady Gaga and stuff.
Okay, you got it.
All right, here we go. 97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Hardcore legend, Impact Wrestling Zone, Mick Foley on the line. Mick, how you doing, bro?
Oh, man. I just had a bite of the best muffin. I'm doing really good now.
Oh, good muffin. What flavor muffin we talking?
Cranberry.
Yeah?
Yep, and we have apparently a McDonald's something or other waiting for me after this interview.
Nice, nice. So, Mick, number one, congratulations on how you feeling? Let me ask you that. How you feel? Because you've been a couple, two, three bumps and bruises over this long career.
Yeah, a couple, two or three, which is about the number of hours of sleep I've been getting. So I've been a little bit tired, but, hey, we're going full tilt. You know, we're... changed the name and the look of our show to Impact Wrestling. We feel really good about it, and we're hoping the world will tune into Spike TV on Thursday nights and give us a look.
Absolutely. Impact Wrestling, Thursday nights, 9 o'clock on Spike TV. I'll tell you what, Impact, TNA, you've really done a great job as far as getting some really great talent, and the in-ring competition is really, really good. I mean, we were talking, you know, Hardy, Angle, Anderson, you know, Hogan still peeking his head in there every once in a while. I tell you, it's some great, great stuff.
Yeah, we get a lot of names that people are familiar with, and we're hoping that they're kind of like the lure that brings people in to then look at all the other, as long as I'm going with a fishing analogy, I might as well go all the way out, you know,
sure.
Look at all the other fish in the ocean or... you know, or Lake Skinny Atlas, or wherever you guys are.
We're talking to hardcore legend Mick Foley. Now, the NFL, as far as, you know, it looks like they may not have a season or a shortened season or anything like that. As far as being able to bring any of those guys in, if they're, you know, looking for work, looking to want to get into it, has there been any contact as of yet, do you know, or anything like that?
I hear there has. A.J. Hawk, I don't know if he's joking or not, about becoming a pro wrestler. I'd just be tragic, you know. That would be tragic to not have a football season.
I absolutely agree. But at the same time, if Impact Wrestling can benefit for a couple, two, 3 weeks, we're good.
Yeah, and I have this idea for an alternative league called the XFL. And I think it's a moneymaker.
I think that's fantastic. We'll put the ball at midfield. We'll have, you know, we'll have like poles for the cheerleaders to dance at. It'll be great.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll change the rules every week.
Mick Foley, Impact Wrestling, Thursday nights, 9 o'clock on Spike TV. I got to tell you, dude, I've read Have a Nice Day. I've read Foley is Good. I feel like I know you. How's the family?
Oh, you know what? They're doing pretty good. I'll tell you something that's funny, though. Is people do feel like they know the family, but they forget that, you know, Beyond the Mat, for example, was 12 years ago.
Right.
So, and that, you know, Have a Nice Day was 12 years ago. And so I'll show up with my two younger kids, you know, 8 and 10, and people I've known 15, 20 years will be like, okay, now which one is Dewey? I'll be like, ah, Dewey's a freshman in college.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Time really moves on, and Noelle, the little girl who was crying, watching her dad get bludgeoned in Beyond the Mat, she never quite recovered. She's in a state hospital. No, she's fine. She's a beautiful young lady. She's 6 feet tall, so people
wow.
are just stunned. They're like, wait, this is a little girl in the red dress crying her eyes out.
Wow, that's amazing. Mick Foley, the hardcore legend, Impact Wrestling, Thursday nights, 9 o'clock on Spike TV. Mick, I know that you're a cheap guy. I mean, that's the notorious thing about you. You take a hell of a bump, and you're cheap as hell. I got stories from Kane a few weeks back about how cheap you were on the road.
Did he have an example?
It was, I believe it was an argument of as far as accommodations and who was paying for what or something like that. Yeah, but you're mowing lawns now? Like, you're not getting enough from Impact Wrestling? You're mowing lawns?
Well, let's set the record straight. That was... mowing lawns for a good cause.
Oh, okay.
We're raising money for RAIN, which stands, are you ready? These are pretty tough words. Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. And like I said, it's not a it's not a subject people like to talk about.
Right.
And by having kind of like a little hook, like a gimmick, as we say in wrestling, which was the willingness to cut lawns for a very large donation, it kind of made it fun. TMZ covered it, and Headline News covered it. It got some coverage in the papers, and we raised we were looking to try to raise $10,000 in a month just via Twitter. So there was no, you know, no dollar investment whatsoever. You
right.
know, there was no money put into trying to raise money. We ended up raising $101,000.
Wow!
And last week I did an online auction with my stuff. And in addition, Billy Corgan kicked in a Fender Strat that went for $4,000, and Impact Wrestling put together a vacation package that went for $1,600. So altogether, just some stuff I had in boxes, my best stuff, but still stuff that was in boxes. And Billy's guitar and vacation package netted an additional $19,000. So in a little over a month, we raised $120,000 for a group that has a very small budget.
That's fantastic. It's R-A-I-N-N. Mick Foley, Impact Wrestling, Thursday nights, 9 o'clock on Spike TV. I know back in your days with the other company, you were really close with Edge and Christian. Talk to me about Edge and him like suddenly retiring, and have you talked to him, and what's going on there?
No, Edge has a lot of great qualities, but keeping the same number for more than a few months at a time. Either that, or he just tells me that he changes his number. So I put out a message through friends because the number I had for him wasn't working. But I tuned in and just happened to watch this thing, where he was announcing his retirement. And I was waiting for like some type of wrestling storyline to take place.
Right, somebody to come out or something, right, yeah.
Really heartfelt. And so I put out, a tweet that said, "A sad day for wrestling, but what an amazing career. Glad to call Edge my, partner, opponent, and friend." And I didn't realize that if someone hadn't actually watched the show, they would think he had passed away. So apparently I scared some people, and I had to issue a little apology and learn to word my tweets a little better.
Mick, what's your Twitter handle?
It's at Real Mick Foley.
At Real Mick Foley. And we're talking to Mick Foley, Impact Wrestling, Thursday nights, 9 o'clock on Spike TV. I know you got to get going, and I appreciate the time this morning. Before you go, it is the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds.
Oh.
Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
All right. You sure they want to know more about me?
Possibly. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
All right, Mick Foley, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
DVR, The Daily Show, Nurse Jackie, Californication.
Favorite toy as a child?
Talking football.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
I have no iPod. I've never downloaded a song in my life.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
The Aviator.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The neck.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy adult? Give me some help here. Favorite toy. What do I play with? I have no toys.
Bonus question. One match dream opponent. Who is it?
Foley Hogan.
Nice. And who wins?
Based on my track record and his track record, not likely to be me.
It's Mick Foley, the hardcore legend. Impact Wrestling, Thursday nights, 9 o'clock on Spike. If you're in the bookstore, have a nice day, and Foley is good. They're both fantastic reads. Mick Foley,
Buy myself a car stereo. First thing I've bought myself in many years, so that's my favorite toy
right now. Let me guess, it had an 8-track in it, right? You got it on sale?
I wish. I was thinking of going junkyard and trying to find an old school, but I went with the CD player.
Mick, thank you so much for the time. I've been a fan for years, and thank you for the career. I appreciate it.
All right, and say hello to Wayne Mahar out there in Syracuse for me.
I absolutely will. Mick Foley, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.